Have you ever gone somewhere new and thought, this is it, this is my place? Maybe a new bar, an apartment, a park, a place that felt like pulling on your old, perfectly soft and stretched out t-shirt after a long day at work? Home. I have that feeling every night when I answer your call. Thank you for calling 1-800-WANTON-SEX-GODDESS. Your pleasure is my business. So tell me, handsome. What are you in the mood for tonight? Cat got your tongue? I'd rather my cat be on your tongue. God, it feels so good. I can tell, almost from the first few seconds, how you breathe, how you greet me, exactly who you want me to be. And I'll slip into her like sliding into a hot bath. I luxuriate in the woman I am to you. I'm your slut, your queen, your baby girl. Your mistress. I'm the sweet secretary who needs a spanking. I'm the whore who tells you exactly how and where I want your cock. I'm a scandalized girl listening to you stroke your cock. Please, sir, I don't want to hear it. But I never hang up, do I? No, because I love it here. I am the voice inside your head and the blood pounding in your cock. Even when you don't know what you want, I can give you what you need. I can touch myself a little. Is that something you like? It's just you and me, sweetheart. You and me and my pretty fingers sliding up and down my bare, wet pussy. Is that what you want? It's so soft and hot. My fingers want to just slide inside. It would feel so good to press your cock inside me, wouldn't it? I've spread my legs so wide for you, Daddy. It's amazing how many love being called Daddy. And I love being their sweet, sweet baby girl. An open mouth on my knees. Thank you, Daddy. More please, Daddy. Harder, Daddy. Sometimes I like to be called Daddy too, so I understand. Are you touching yourself? Did I give you permission to touch yourself? What a pathetic little boy you are. You don't even have the self-control to stop yourself from touching your cock. I'd tell you to go stand in the corner, but you'd probably find a way to hump that, too. This is a waste of my time, I hope you know. I could be spending time with men who are obedient. Those ones get to have the real fun. Do you want to have some real fun, pet? Oof, shivers. Is there anything more delicious than finding out you have the capacity to control people? That, in fact, it takes very little work because, my God, do people want to be controlled. Nothing tastes quite as good as submission, and I'm more than happy to spoon-feed it to them, just like I make them do with their cum. Oh, sorry, did that scare you? It's not everyone's kind of thing. I really pride myself on that, you know, figuring out their thing. Some of them are so ashamed of it. I wish they wouldn't be. Is it so wrong to want to be heard? To be understood? I imagine they're worried I'll hang up on them, but I never do, even with the awful ones. I know what they want. They want to scare me, to threaten me, to make me feel bad. I give those ones a good show, too. Please don't talk to me like that. I'm just doing my job. You shouldn't say those things. I'm not worthless. Why are you so cruel? Why are you being like this? It's hard to keep that one up when you can hear them furiously jerking off over the call. Really takes the sting out of it. If they're going to berate me, I just wish they'd put some effort behind it. I'm here giving it everything, after all. Some of them want absolutely nothing. Those ones are the real challenges. I'm a talker. You probably figured that out already. It's so easy to be whoever you want me to be, but the hardest thing is to be nothing. To sit here in the dark and silence, listening to them breathe. The slide of a zipper, the slick wetness as they stroke their cock. Words cresting on my tongue, but never spilling out. I want to tell them that I love it, that I wish I could touch it. I want to bark orders. I want to cry, beg, that's all I need. I wonder if they know how much it tortures me to be silent. Listening to their breathing hitch and shudder. hearing the little grunts and sighs. I can't help but cross my legs, finding the perfect pressure. I don't touch, of course. That's not what they want. No performance would be good enough for them. They just want to know that I'm here, listening. On nights like those, after I've hung up the phone, I'm not satisfied. I wonder if they know I play their little breaths over and over in my mind as I slide my hand between my legs. The memory of the exact cadence of their orgasm carries me into mine. Every other one, I know what they want. I can be who they need. It's not about me. It's about the girl they want me to be. But the silence, I think that's what I need.